that, the Rambam Novos Bikurim, in Paragat Alav Yaveis, doesn't bet the Zoom, as the Shita of Rambam, that in case of Yavei Shamayim Benitza Sahila, in that case, that Eino Korei. Because again, there's the question that the Gemara raises whether or not the Ikar Ilan is considered to be Arab. Regarding this issue, we mentioned the Shabbosari in Simcha Gimel, where the Shabbosari tries to prove that the Ikar Nusa is what the Kesed Mishnah writes, that Matsasi Nusa, that in fact one is Yosef. And the Rai of the Shabbosari brings is from our Gemara. Because when the Gemara is discussing to what extent this is considered to be Priha Eitz, or to what extent is it not, the Gemara says the following, that according to the Shita of Rabbi Iba, that the Kafrisin are not Chayiv and Maisin, and therefore it's not subject to Arba, so therefore the Bracha should be a Bracha of Bari Pri Ha'adam. From the Shagasari to the Mother, why should that be so? If it is Kotum and Ha'maisin, therefore, I understand. You don't treat it as a prima ace. Why then do you assume, therefore, obviously, the bracha is a veritas ha'adam? After all, could one argue as follows? That just as you do not recite a bracha bar ace because it's not considered to be min ha'ace, but still, if you hold that ikar ha'ilan lav arav, the bracha should be a veritas shahakot. Why does the Gemara assume as a Dabra Pasha that if you're not reciting a Birkas at eights, the Bracha should be a Borei Pri Ha'adama? The Shagasari answers it must be because our entire Sugya is assuming as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Maskanas HaGemara, Daf on the Bokma Beis, Bilkasa, Zorek Esav Yanos, Elkasa Kafisin, but in the Barfin, Borei Pri Ha'adama, that's an indicator that we Paskin as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he writes, it's clear from our entire Gemara, Asta Mishnah that man, but all of our Gemara is assuming as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Shagasai writes that this certainly is the Ikar Girsa in the Rambam as well. We pointed out, however, that perhaps that is not so simple, one could be Machin. The right of the Shagasai is follows. And our whole discussion in terms of how is it that we are Koveya, the Bracha Barak creates, and what is the Hagdara of Pri Ha'etz, we had two very different possibilities. One possibility was the following, that Pri Ha'etz is limited to that, which is a Pri Ha'yotze Min Ha'etz. The other possibility is that no, that Kol Ha'ayel Ha'etz, that anything which is part of the growth of the tree itself, even the case we saw of the Mikzas Adonim and the Rambam, the case of Sukkah, the case of Beret, and the like, even those cases in principle are considered to be that which is Pri Ha'etz. No, if that's true, so how come you can recite the Birkas Adama, for example, in the case of the Tomorrow Shoslav? So that was the Chiddush of the tour, that it's not enough to be Pri Ha'etz. But Bracha Borei Pri Ha'etz is limited to that which the tour says is Ikar Napri. That Birkas Adama is only on the primary fruit of the tree, but something can be called Pri Ha'etz, even though it does not have the Bracha Borei Pri Ha'etz, because that bracha is limited to Ikar Kapri. If you assume that that is true, that even that which is Gadol Min Ha'etz is considered to be Pri Ha'etz, the fact that the Gemara tells us that you can recite the Birkas Adama, you understand very well. The Rai of the Shagasai, that must be in line with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we assume that the Ikar Gidol Ha'pri is Min Ha'ara, and therefore you can recite the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'adama. But if you assume, as the Rambam explains in our sugya, that no, that the reason, for example, on Tomorrow Shel Tzlav, you would recite a bracha of Borei Pri Ha'adama is because Lav Peirihu, we don't treat that as a pri at all. Not that despite the fact that it is a pri, the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'adama is only on the Ikar HaPri, but rather that it is not treated as a pri, it is considered to be part of Guf Ha'ilam, Guf Ha'etz, well then isn't it obvious that the bracha in fact would be a Birkas Ha'adama? The question is the following, if you have a pri where the pri is growing from the tree itself, can you argue Borei Pri Ha'adama? Because after all, the stage of development is that the ground, the soil, nurtures the Ha'etz, which grows the pri. However, if you assume that Al-Kadin, this is not considered to be a pre principle should be a bari priyayis, one has the right to recite a bari priyadam. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and that one cannot be poshet from the case of Arav Marav. So again, the Raya of the Shagas Aryan from Parsogia, as to the proper gears in the Rambam, so as he mentioned, that could depend on our earlier issue in terms of the Hagdara of priyayis. Okay. If you look in the Rambam, the Rif in our Sugya, the Chafim of Beis, writes the following, that Behilchus Ahachim, the Halakh is as follows, the Zorah is of Yonos, the Ochel es HaKafres, the Yonos have the status of Orla. Mashenkin, when it comes to Kafristin, that is not true, and therefore, that is allowed to be eaten. Rabbi Yomim, the Ramaskal Beninsar, this raises the following Ha'ara, two different Deos. When the Rif writes, Behilchus Ahachim, this is the Halakh, Zorik es Yonos, Ochel es HaKafres, the Rif does not write Hainu B'chutz La'aretz. The Rif just writes this as a blanket statement, Ochel es HaKafres. And therefore, Rabbi Yonah quotes Yeshomim, that the Kavan of the Rif is to paskin straight as the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, even in Eretz Yisrael. Not that just simply of Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and call him Eko Baharaz Alacha Kmosa Bukhutzlaris. The Rif should say so. The Rif should say, Bamed Ramuim, in Chutzlaris. The fact that the Rif does not say that this is true, so therefore, the Rif apparently is holding, according to the Ishomer of the Yonah, straight as the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. If that is true, then when the Rif writes that, therefore, the Brachan Kafrisin is Vore Pri Hadama, it is not at all the Torah Safei, that is the Torah's Vadar. After all, if in Eretz Yisrael, Ochlas HaKafrisin, meaning that it's not subject to Arla at all, it means that we don't consider it to be Pri Ha'ais, rather it's considered to be part of Gufo Shehila, and in such a case, the Bracha clearly is the Birchas HaAdama. This is the Shita of the Yishonim, Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah disagrees. Rabbi Yonah writes that no, that just as our Gemara writes, that kol ha-meikov ha-aretz lacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz, that is the assumption of the Rif, even though the Rif does not mention Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, and that is the next step Rabbi Yonah just mentioned. Therefore, the psak of the Rif of Birchas Adama is Safek, based on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're covered if you recite a bracha of Borei Pri Ha'adam. If you look in the Gaon, in the Shnos Eliyahu, and our Sugya, the Gaon writes the following interesting view. That why is it that Halachos Kedoshos, I'm assuming again, as the Yom Rosh writes, that this is not the Nikra Dina de Gemara, but this is the comment of Halachos Kedoshos, why is it that Halachos Kedoshos in Ophasa, Kamar Baravashi? Mar Baravashi was not the original Baal HaMemra. The real Baal HaMemra is that one of the Aleph of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Why is it that the Bahag writes the Hilchos of Gemara Baravashi? That's the kasha that the Gon raised. It's interesting, when you look in the Rif does not mention Baravashi. The Rif just writes the Hilchos of Achim. But what we have, the name of Halachos Kedoshos, is that the Hilchos of Gemara Baravashi. So the Gon writes the following Kiddush. That the original memra of the Gemara, of Rabbi Amarav, was only in Chutz La'aretz. That was the Mefurish statement of Rav. And that's where the Gemara said that called the Mekavar's Al-Kakonso in Chutz La'aretz. However, when it comes to Mar Ravashi was not echoing just simply the statement of Rabbi Amarav. Mar Ravashi meant to assume that we hold as Shitas Rabbi Akiva, even in Eretz Yisrael. And that is why the Halachos Kedoshos writes that is how we paskin. It's not subject to Arla, but Torah's Vadai. It's a Birchas Adama. And this is against the Shita of Rabbi Amarav. This Ha'ara of the Gaon, you find explicitly in our Sugi, the Tosas Rabbi Nachasin. The Tosas Rabbi Nachasin writes the Posach Halachos Kedoshos, Kamar Ravashi, Da'afilu Be'eretz Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Kiddush. Now, Mar Ravashi was not just echoing the halacha of Rav. That was because of Kol HaMeikov Ba'aretz. Mashen came, Rav Yehuda Chassid writes, according to the view of Mar Ravashi. That like Simin the Shagas Ari, the Simin Chav Gimel, the Shagas Ari presents, right, a further interesting possibility. According to the Halachos Gedolos, the Shagas Ari assumes, what we assume, Pashav Shat, not as Rabbi Yochas, that only a Chutz learns. There is no Din Arum. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, there is a Din Arum. So it also says that that's true. If only a Chutz Laretz is no Din Arum, because Kol Mikra Baretz, but Mikra Hadin it's an Eitz, then the Bracha should be Pri Ha'Eitz. Why do you assume the Bracha is considered to be a Bracha Barer Pri Adama? So one possibility, we saw Rabbi Yinon, and that's simply, it's a Safek. So therefore, we look for coverage. And the coverage is the Berachas Adama, following the Shita of Rabbi Yinon. The Shagazai suggests the following issue, that the option of Tosus, of the Berachas Ha'Eitz, is difficult because of the following. On Kafrisin, you're going to recite the Bracha Barer Pri Ha'Eitz. Because Mikra Hadin, you're going to acknowledge this is considered to be Pri Ha'Eitz. So Shagas Ari writes an interesting Kiddush. So what would happen then? A person has Kafrisin of Arla in Chutz Laretz. So what would he do? So you would tell this person, it's Mutter Bachila, but you have to recite a Bracha Barer Pri Ha'Eitz. That the Shagas Ari writes, part of the Sasra. How can you call it Ha'Eitz and eat it during its first years of growth? So therefore, the Chachamim could not be Koveya, the Bracha Barer Pri Ha'Eitz, because that would result in the Tartarus Asr of saying that it's Mutter Ba'achila, even if it should have been subject to Arla, and yet the Bracha is the Berachas Ha'Eitz. So in order to avoid the Chachamim being Koveya, the Bracha, Sheyesh Bo Tartarus Asr, the Chachamim, again, in Chutz Laretz, had to institute the Bracha of Barer Pri Adama. And as Tosfos points out, but not as a direction, we're not going to argue that in Eretz Yisrael there's one Bracha, in Chutz Laretz there's another Bracha. That's why the Bracha was Nikva as a Bracha of Barer Pri Adama. Not just simply because of Safek and coverage. But here, right, the Safek is very pronounced because it will allow for a Tarta disaster. A person in Chutz Laretz to recite the Berachas Ha'Eitz, they can argue because in Dinei Brachos, we're following the Iker Shita in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Arla, we're following the principle of Kol HaMeikol Haaretz Lo Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz. But the reality of a person eating Kafrisei Arla in Chutz Laretz, we're studying Berachas Ha'Eitz, so therefore, that was a compelling reason, Shagas Ari writes, that the Brach is considered to be that which is a Berachas Adama. So either a Berachas Adama of the Torah is Vadai, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochasid. A Berachas Adama was Rabbi Yom of the coverage, right? Or a Berachas Adama Shagas Ari writes, right? Because of the avoidance of turn to disaster when it comes to Kafrisin. Because here, the person will recite the Bracha, that will be the difficulty to recite the Berachas Ha'Eitz, and that which should be subject to Dinei Arvot. Regarding this Bracha, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishmurah is found in Siman Reish Vav, the very beginning of the Siman, Sif Aleph. Mishmurah quotes the following Kiddush of the Magen Avraham. That sugya in Brachos Nav Mem that we just discussed, if a person recites the Bracha Barer Pri Adama on that which is Pri Ha'Eitz, one is Yotzei, Rav Yudashik. But the opposite certainly would not be the case. If a person recited the Bracha Barer Pri Ha'Eitz on that which is Pri Ha'adama, one would not be Yotzei. So the Magen Avraham writes the following Yiddish. Even though that's true, if a person recites on Pri Ha'adama a Bracha of Barer Pri Ha'Eitz, he is not Yotzei. That is, where if a person, for example, recites a Barer Pri Ha'Eitz on lettuce, on carrots, he's not going to be Yotzei. They are not Pri Ha'Eitz. But what about in our cases? What happens, the Magen Avraham writes the following. If you have an instance of Shelo Nigmar HaPri, or if you have a case such as ours of Kafrisin, where in principle they are Pri Ha'Eitz, except as the Tur argued, for example, but the Bracha Barer Pri Ha'Eitz is only Nikva on the Iker HaPri. So you have a case where, in principle, this could be called prehayenis. But on more technical grounds, you don't recite the bracha. Either because it's a case of smagar, where it's not gemarfri, or it's not ikar hafri. There the mother of them writes the pidish, that if you have the one would be yosef. A person recites the bracha, where it creates on lettuce. So therefore, that's absolute sheker. Lettuce is not prehayenis. But in a case where, in principle, it's godel min ha'eitz, but for whatever reason you're not reciting the bracha of prehayenis, in such an instance, Magen Avraham writes that prince be for the outside. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes elsewhere, in Siman Reish Beis, in Siv Katan Lamedes, Mishnah Berurah writes that even though Aragama writes the Hilchasa, that you recite the Birchas Adama on Kaprisim, and we have the various reasons why that should be true, either Bada, Safe, Coverage, Tarka Desasra, but Mishabur writes that the Diyemet, if a person will recite the Birchas Ha'eitz, one will be outside. Well, first Tosus says that's the appropriate Rabbah, that's a Tosus in our Sunya, but furthermore, the Magen Avraham, Kafrisin is considered to be free Ha'eitz, even though it's not Ikar Ha'fri, in such a case, the Diyemet, one in fact, would be outside. The Mishnah Berurah goes a step further in the Shaar HaTziyun, the Os Mem Beis, and raises the following subject. This is true when it comes to Kafrisin. After all, Kafrisin is part of the Pri. The Gemara asks that maybe we didn't show me the Pri. It should be Chayiv and Arba. Mishnah Berurah raises as a subject, would you say the same thing is true when it comes to the Olin or Tamaros? The Olin and Tamaros are an extension of the Eitz itself. Tamaros means it's a date-like growth, but it's a growth of the tree. The Olin certainly, the branches of the tree. Mishnah Berurah raises in the Shaar HaTziyun, an interesting subject, as to what extent one would assume that the subject of the Magen Avraham could apply to that case. In the case of Kafrisin, yes. There are reasons one could argue that's considered to be Pri Ha'eitz, even if the bracha is not a Birchas Ha'eitz. But regarding the Olin, it's a further jump. The Olin may be considered to be part of Ufo Shalitz, in which case, maybe that's like the case of the lettuce or the carrots, when in fact, one would not be Yotze. This issue could depend on, again, what we discussed earlier. Right, in terms of the Hamdar of the Bracha Barakriyites, right, the issue of Ramban and the Tur, to what extent do we treat the Olin tomorrow as Guf Ha'eitz? Or is it considered to be Pri Ha'eitz, Kol HaGoldom in Ha'eitz, except on more technical grounds? There is no Bracha because it's not considered to be Iker HaPri. If that is true, then very reasonable that the other one could be Osei. If we'll argue as the Ramban writes in our Sugya, that in the case of the Olin, in the case of the tomorrow's, that is considered to be Guf Ha'eitz, then one could argue that the requirement of the Magen Avraham would not be met. And therefore, one would not be Yotzei even the Diyevim. The interesting Kiddush, the Magen Avraham writes, that on these cases of Pri Ha'eitz, Kafrisin, for example, the Diyevim would assert the Yotzei instead of Birchas Ha'eitz, not just because you're relying on Tosas Hashim. That should be true even Meikar Hadin. In fact, with this in mind, one could go a step further and raise the following question. How does Rabbi Yonah understand our Gemara? That the Hilchasa, when it comes to Kafrisin, we treat it as a suffering. How do you know we treat it as a suffering? Because in Eretz Yisrael, Lachumra, Orly, yes, and Chutzlar, it's no. That means Meikar Hadin, we're treating it as a case of a suffering. Well, if you have a suffix, what is the bracha? Rabbi Yonah writes, the bracha and suffix is adama, because of coverage, because we're following the shita of Rabbi Yonah. According to the Chiddush of Magen Avraham, maybe one could argue somewhat differently. Maybe one could argue, look, if in fact we have a suffix as to whether the bracha is eitz or adama, but as the Magen Avraham writes that the di'evid you would be yosei, if you would recite the bracha of Orer Pri Ha'eitz, because kafrisin undeniably are Pri Ha'eitz, why is it so simple that for the sake of coverage, the bracha is Amir Hasadam. Maybe one could argue the opposite should be true. Recite the bracha of Eitz. And if Mikra Hadin is considered to be Pri Ha'Eitz, as Orlan Eretz Yisrael applies, so therefore, good, then we are reciting the proper bracha. And even if not, we're going to be able to see in any case. So here you have an unusual situation where the coverage could have been accomplished through the Birkas Ha'Eitz. But yet, Rabbi Yonah writes, the bracha is Barbi Adam. One could raise the same question according to the case of the Rush. The Rush writes, if you have a case of Safek Bosan, we don't know whether the pre is sufficiently developed, whether it's sufficiently ripened in order to recite the bracha of Eitz. So therefore, the Rush writes, in our city, you recite a Birkas Adam. One could raise the same issue according to the Magen Avraham. Maybe you could say the opposite is true. That Mikra Hadin, a person can recite a Birkas Eitz, and Mimashal Pibiyot say, because even if it was Volgobo, Kol Sarakot, but the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is that that's not a hafka. It's not like reciting a bracha on a vegetable. It is considered to be Pri Eitz, and in fact, you would be Yotzei. So once you assume as the Magen Avraham, is it so obvious that the coverage has to be a bracha borei Pri Adam? So this kasha is found in the Chayyadam, right, in Klal Nun Aleph and Sif Yud Beis. Chai Adam writes the following answer. That there are different meanings, so to speak, right, to the term of B'dieved. The fact, for example, that if a person has a case where it's a Safek, whether it's a Birkas Ha'Eitz or whether it's a Birkas Adam, what would a person do? So you would instruct the person now to recite a bracha or a piyadama. The language of the chayadama is b'zehavu kilachatim. That already is l'chatim, what one should do. After all, kevan shirotza b'varek, now you want to recite a bracha. So m'stavri yos b'varek for a piyadama shabichlau zeigam kevrat ha'seis. The chiddush of the Magen Avraham that one is Yotzei V'dieved, that is a very different type of V'dieved that Chayyadam is. V'dieved Shittah, the Emes Yatsa, all the Magen Avraham writes says that is not considered to be Omer Sheker V'Yerpasa, Shaharei Min Eitzim. That's the Kiddush of the Chayyadam. In other words, Chayyadam writes the following. In a case where a person has Safek Bosa, in a case of Bar Gemara or Kafrisra, the owner writes it's a suffer, where the bracha is Eitz or Adama, it's not that we say, so therefore, the Diev and the bracha is a Birkas Adama. Sometimes the Diev means if one did so, meaning after the fact. After the fact. That's not what we're saying here. Here we're saying the following. When one is faced with such a situation, this is what he should do. This is what you should do. So that's the chiddush of the Chayyadam writes. When a person is faced with a situation of suffering, either a suffering whether this is bosa or whether it's not, or a suffering lahalacha, what is the bracha of kafrisin, adama or eitz? It's not that of the diyev that there's coverage. The halacha, so to speak, lechatchila is that b'makom safek, this is the bracha you should recite. The Magen Avraham's case that b'di'evet yoriotzei, right, is a lower level of b'di'evet. B'di'evet there means la'achar hamaisa. If one did so after the fact, there's no reason to repeat the bracha, because we will not call this an act of sheker. Because after all, if this was Goldel, Min, Ha'etz, so therefore, the Dieved, one in fact could be Yotzei. So that's the Kiddush of the Chayyadam writes, that one cannot equate the Dieved versus the Dieved. The Dieved, so to speak, of Rabbi Yonah, is what one should do, L'chachila, so to speak, when one is faced with a less than ideal circumstance. That's going in, Kodem HaBracha. The b'di'evit of the Magen Avraham is la'achar Avraham. You have to repeat. So that is the chiddush. Even though the Magen Avraham is correct, that b'di'evit doesn't require repetition of a bracha. A person was tovim b'chasa. But nonetheless, the first tier would be, as Rebbe Yonah writes, as the Rashi writes, reciting the Birchas Adama, the Makom Safek. And that is why in all these cases of Safek, it may be true that according to the Magen Avraham, b'di'evit, you would be yotzei if you recite the Birchas Adama. But even the Magen Avraham does not argue that that's what you should recite initially going in when you're faced with that particular one. Interesting Kiddush. The Kashan of Eretz of the Kayim. Now, related to this issue, as we'll see, right, as what the Gemara now raises, when it comes to pilpul, if you have peppers that are normally used as spices, but normally not eaten independently, what exactly is its bracha? So Rav Sheshe says, it's a bracha shakal. And Rava disagrees and says that no, lokum. No bracha is recited whatsoever. The Gemara comments that this is Rava the Tamei. Because Rava maintains that kas tokum yom the kippur potter, even if on Yom Kippur if you would eat this, so therefore there's no chiyuv kares. It's not considered to be the type of achima, as we'll have to discuss, that is forbidden on Yom HaKippur. The Gemara says, but how can that be? After all, Rabbi Meir says, based on the pasuk of Eitz Ma'afal, that lamecha shaltuk lin chayav v'arlo, and you're chayav v'arlo. So how can you, Rabbi, say lo klum? How can you say kas tov nivel tikipure potter? Rabbi Meir says that you're chayav v'arlo. The Gemara answers that no, we're talking about two different types of pilpul. If you're dealing with ratifta, if it is fresh, if it's moist, then it's chayav v'arlo. If you're talking about yamesh, that which is all dried out, that's where Rabbi says lo amar klum. Therefore, no bracha is recited at all. That's the case that in Yom Kippur, what is considered to be potter. So therefore, when Rabbah was saying, no klum, no brach at all, that was pilpul yabeshta. And what about retivta? If it's moist, if it's fresh, we don't know what bracha to recite. The Gemara just says that, lamedcha shapilpul in chayavim ba'arla. So what bracha then is reciting? So if you look in the Russian Ars again, you look in Rabbi Yonah, look, if the Gemara says that Retivta Schayim V'arla, again, that indicates that certainly it's considered to be pre-ayins. And there, of course, the Bracha is where pre-ayins. Machlokas, Rav Sheshes, and Rabba was in Yaveshta, whether there's any need for a Bracha, and even Rav Sheshes who says yes, it's because there's a measure of Anah, and therefore the Bracha is considered to be Ibrim Hashem. But this is against the Rif and Arsugya. Against the Rambam and Chazayim, and the Rashbara is the name of the Paigal, but that is not true. In the case of Pilpuli, in the case of Argamar or Tivta, the Brachi is a Gore Pri Adam. So again, very unusual. And here the Rambam writes, the Brachi is one of Adama, and yet, Pilpuli, Chayav and Barla. So the Rashbara again writes, how do you have that combination? No, in the case of Kafrisin, as we discussed, good, so that's Misafek, Rabbi Yonah writes. We're uncertain as to whether there's a Chiyuv Arla or not, but if there would be a Chiyuv Arla, of course the Bracha is considered to be Birchas Ha'etz. And if you hold that the Torah is Barlik, Rabbi Akiva, Kafrisin, Inbo Arla, the Bracha is Birchas Adama. But once you have Rabbi Meir Shita, of course, the bracha is considered to be a bracha science. So how do you understand the sheep to the bit, the sheep to the Rambam? If you look in the Ritva, this Ritva is found, right, in the Kerdel Sugi and Eir, that called Chesam and Beis. The Ritva writes, very straight, perhaps simple terms. How does Rabbi Meir know? Ha-pilp and chayav and ba'ol. He writes very simply. It's not based on the pasuk of Baralta Parloso Espirio. It's not based on the pasuk that says Pilplin are called Prehayas. Even Rabbi Meir Shitar requires a separate rimui of the pasuk. Why does the pasuk say eitz macha? Rabbi Meir drasha daraisa lahavi eitz shetam eitzo upir yoshava. What is that gzeiros hakasam? Is that gzeiros hakasam that pokelin are the klal prima eitz? The Ritva writes no. Zeres HaKasav is the following, despite the fact that Pilkulin are not called Esperion. There's a replay of the Pasuk to tell us that there is a type of Eitz Macho, literally an edible wood that is higher than Arlo. And that's why the Rambam and Rav write, Rasimya. Right? You're chayiv and orla b'torah zvada, according to a mayor, but the bracha b'torah zvada is the bracha b'ori, prina dama. The birchas ha'eitz is only on the pri ha'eitz, and no one said pilkulin is pri ha'eitz. That's the chiddush again that the Ritva writes in here, but we'll explain posh of shah. The sheet of the Rambam and the Ritva. Shulchan Aruch, for example, in Siman Reish Beis, is pasuk like the Rambam and the Rit, that the bracha on Pilkulin is the bracha of Pri Adama, and the Shar Matzion, also Peites, presents you with the Shittas Rishalim. Where the Shemur writes that the Shulchan Aruch is pasuk like the Rit and the Rambam. However, the Shemur writes in Shar Matzion that the Gaon is so differently. The Gaon assumed like the day of the Roshan are sitting here, the Yonan are sitting here, the Shittas arrived here, that the Bracha is considered to be a Bar Prima Eitz. And if you look in the Ramah, Darkei Moshe, the Ramah even suggests that perhaps the Pesach Halof of Shulchan Aruch of Bar Prima Adama is a further example of coverage. The Machlokas are showing him the Rosh, the Yonan on the one hand against the Rambam, the other, how do you meet the Ramah? Is the Gzeres HaKasav of Eitz Machal to tell us this is Bechulau Prima Eitz? Or is the Gzeres HaKasav coming to tell you how, despite the fact that it's not considered to be Prima Eitz, nonetheless, right, Eitz Machal tells us that there's a form of Eitz that is Chayiv and Arba, because it's something which is normally eaten. That very siman in Shagasari, the siman of Gimel, the Shagasari was attempting to prove that we assume like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that if Vire Bore Priha Dama, Pera Seilon Yatsa. So one raya in the Shagasari was from Kaprisim. And we pointed out that that raya could be Macha. The Shagasari continues and brings it around from his face now. Pilkulin. That the Rif and the Rambam write that the Bracha is Bore Pri Adama. Bore Pri Adama, the Gemara says that Putra Chayav and Ba'arla. So, Chayav and Ba'arla means it's considered to be Peros Adilam. And yet the Rambam and the Ritva write the Bracha is Bore Pri Adama. The Shagasai writes that can only be in line with Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Ikar Ivan Arahu. And therefore, even that which is Yotzei Min HaIman, you can recite the Bracha Bore Pri Adama. This right, the Shagasari, also one could be Macha. According to the Ritva, no, that is not the reason. The fact that the Rambam and the Ritva assume that the Bracha is a Birkas Adama, it's not that you see that the Birkas Adama is suitable for Prima Eitz. But rather, no. It's because the Gzeres HaKasav of Eitz Machal is despite the fact that this is not considered to be Priya Eitz, it is Chayiv Arla, but rather it is Gufo Shel Ilan, but since it is hates macha, therefore there is a halacha of arba. Well, of course, then the bracha is barei pri adama. When it comes to the ilan itself, not the peros, of course everyone agrees that ikar ilan arovot. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was peros hayotze min ha'ilan. Can you say that their main source of nourishment is from the ground, and therefore on a pri you can recite the bracha barei pri adama? On the eitz itself, of course. Just as we discussed when it comes to a case of kafrisin. So through Pashur Shatir as well. If the reason for the Rambam and the Rit is that the Rit varies, because this is not considered to be peros at all. In such a case, this is not relevant at all. So Machlok is Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Machlok that Rav Shagasari as well. And in fact, that this is true, one could argue that in the case of Gilgalim, where if this is the reason for the Rif in the Rambam, that it's not considered to be pre-hayas, but rather it's considered to be part of Gufo Shel Eitz, Gufo Shel Ilan, one would have no right to apply the Chiddush of Magen Avraham to this case. What would happen to the end then if a person were to go ahead and recite a Birchas Eitz? If you argue this is similar to a case of Boser Kafrisin, it's a form of Kriya Eitz that doesn't warrant the Bracha Berkas Eitz on more technical grounds, because it's not Gemar Pri, or because it is not Iker HaPri, then you can invoke the Magen Avraham. But if you assume as the Ritva writes that that Xeris HaKos of Arla is despite, not because it's Kriya Eitz, despite the fact that it is not Kriya Eitz. So therefore, again, this would be a case where you can't even invoke the Magen Avraham, but the other one would be outside. If a person goes and recites the bracha of Priyates, b'di'evin we could rely on the sheikh of the Rosh of Yonah, but you would not argue that b'di'evin would be outside, according to the Chiddush of Rambam as well. Even a further one. In our Gemara, the Gemara says that, according to the view of Rava, right, lo klum, no bracha is recited at all. And kas tok tema to kippurei patur. This is how can this be? Rav Meir maintains tok lin chayavim ba'arla. The answer is you're right. You have to distinguish Ratiti, Labeshta. You have to distinguish between these types of cases. The Rambam never quotes, right, this halacha of Rabbi Meir, shall tok lin chayavim ba'arla. Right, there's no seal in our Gemara, right? Rambam Shita. The Rambam is not Shita Salah entirely. Perhaps one could argue, according to the Rambam Shita, people are not Chayim or at all. The Rambam never writes such a thing. The Rambam perhaps is of the opinion that, or when it comes to people, it is consistently not favorable. And therefore, there's no din of Orla whatsoever. Apparently, the Rambam maintained that this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, no doubt. But the Chachamim do not agree with the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Machlok is Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And perhaps, again, something's hard to tell, but the fact that the Rambam does not write that this is true, perhaps that's an indicator that the Rambam is passing against the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is not the Das HaRabbi, but rather is a Das Yochi. And exactly therefore, the Rambam and the Rif assume the bracha is a Birchas Adama, even without the Bir of the Ritva, because they are not assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Meir at all. But the Kasha that Rabbi Yonah that Rush raised, how can you paskin Chayav Ba'arla and the bracha is a Birchas Adama? The answer is the Rambam does not paskin. Well, if that's true, so how do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Mesvei, how can you rather maintain no klum, see from there, not that way? This isn't the answer simply. What do you have to come on for the Tifti, Aveshta? Why not just simply argue that you know, no sum? Is there a merit at all? Rabbi can't adopt the sheet of the Chachamim. Of course, Rav Shach, the Gemara is bothered by the following. Rav Sheshe says you have to recite a Gemara. That's our Gemara. Rava says no klum. Rava says no bracha is recited whatsoever on pilgrim. And kas pilgrim akikurim is potter. Well, no bracha is recited whatsoever. And if you eat this in Yom Kippur, you're potter. That tells us even more. That tells us that the Tokli are Enon Royal Achima. It's not called Ochen. The Gemara screams. Rav Meir says, you're Chai Ben Arba. How can you say that it's not Royal Achima? And the point is the following. And even if you'll tell me, who says we pass like Rav Meir? Yeah, but what is the Machlokas Rav Meir? Rav Meir says you're chayiv and arla because it has the status of a pri. Good. And the chum who disagree maintain that what? It's in a royal achila. That's not the style. Need Rav Meir nishma the rabban. But their machlokis is that Rav Meir maintains it's a pri, and the chachamim say, right, it's not ochel. Well, kosher pshat that the chachamim's disagreement is whether al pidin is considered to be a pri. Or whether it's considered to be like in our cases of caprice in the life, or no, this is part of the growth, the edible growth of the tree. So if you have a focus tonight in terms of technically whether there's a chiyuv arla, isn't the assumption that certainly it's right lachila? So that's why the Gemara says that, you know what? You have to distinguish between the tivta, yaveshta, and you have to say something. Not necessarily that we adopt the sheet of Rabbi Meir, but me the Rabbi Meir, Nishmal Rabbanan, that this is Rayel Achila. So how is it that Rabbi can say that no bracha is in fact recited? And that's what the Gemara says, you're right, you have to limit. Right, the Chiddush of Rabbi, to the case of Yabeshta, but not to the case of Petitta. Just a further ha'ara, that this entire view that we mentioned about the Avram, the beginning of simulation of the possibility of coverage in the evidence, if a person recites a Berchas Sa'ez on that which warrants a Berchas Adama, if it was a case like Kafrisin, where it's not considered to be Ikar Ha'eri, the special shot that as well should depend on our basic criteria. And Pashar Shat the Slander Avram is like the sheet of the tour against the Ramban. The sheet of the tour who maintains that in principle all of this is pre-ha'ez. It may not be the quality of pre-ha'ez, the chazav or koveya, the bracha bar pre-ha'ez. But nonetheless, step one, it's pre-ha'ez. So the diyev, one could be outside, would not be an active sheker if a person calls these things pre-ha'ez. In fact, even in the Magen Avraham itself, the Magen Avraham writes that you have that which is inyan ikar ha'pri. Ikar ha'pri is the tour. It's pre, but it's not ikar ha'pri to warrant the bracha of our brains. But if you assume as the Ramban and our sugya, where the Ramban writes that many of these things, the kafrisin and the like, are not pre-ha'etz. They're considered to be ha'etz atzmon. There one could argue that even the evet one would not be atzmon. According to the tour, it fits in very nicely. There are two gradations. Step one is pre-ha'etz. Step two is ikar ha'pri. So one could argue as long as step one is met, the evet one could be atzmon. But we wouldn't necessarily be able to apply and the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham to the sheet of the Ramban. It writes that in these cases of Tamaros, of Slav, or Kafrisin, Al Kedin is not even considered to be praise at all, just like we mentioned when it comes to Pilgrim. If the Chiddush of the Gemara, according to Rav Meir, is Chayim Ba'arla, despite the fact that it's not Pilgrim, perhaps no one's not, like the outset. Just to further Ha'arla, Pilgrim, if it's Ritivta, so the Rambam, the Rishbarak, the Bracha is Borei Pri Adam. So how do you know that that's true? Borei Pri Adam. So number one was the possibility of Ritva. Number two, Number two is the Rambam does not pass like Rabbi Meir. So of course it's a straight Bir Hasadim. But if you look at the Rambam, the broader Narmadamas, perhaps you understand as well that the Rambam recites the Bracha, or Bir Adama, go for it. The Mishnah and Nida, Daf Nun, tells us the following. Kol shechayim b'maisros nitamei tumas olchem. If something is chayim b'maisa, that's an indicator that it's olchem, and therefore it's bichlal tumas olchem. The Gemara a little bit later, the Nidan Daf Nun Aleph Mumez, quotes the Mishnah Nuktzin, Mishnah's Perek Gimel, Mishnah A. The Mishnah says the following: a pilgrim nikachim bekesev meiser. So the person that has kesev meiser shemi, he can purchase pilgrim with it. The ein mitamin tumas olchem, did Rabbi Kiva. So on the one hand, nikachim bekesev meiser. So it's considered to be midid achila. On the other hand, it's not mitamin tumas olchem. Right, so the word continues. Amalor of Yochai Benudri, you can't have both ways. If it's Nikachim, the Kesef Lisa, so how can you say Eben Tam and Tumas Olchim? But rather, Pilpulin is a Nikachim, the Kesef Lisa, and Eben Tam and Tumas Olchim. Rashi points out, why is that true? Lo Abi Lo Aflo. Because pilpulin are not meant to be eaten, ela lahatim esakadera. Pilpulin just is a spice. So that which is used to spice the food is not considered to be olchem. It's not mitami tumas olchem. It's being eaten the kesef meiser. Pilpulin does not have the status of olchem. So if you look in the Tosfos, so that's in the Sukkah in Yuma, that Pe'alef. It's the parable sending to ours. Yumad ha-peyal ha-beis r'vas v'shav pilpulin. And if you look at the Tosos Yishamim, and Yumad ha-peyal ha-beis r'vas v'lamedcha, shav pilpulin ch'leil v'orla, exactly the quote of Arad Mara, Tosos, the Tosos Yishamim of Arad, what do you mean? How can you say, Eino nikach in the keser v'nisa? How can you say, Ein mitame tu masolpin? How can you say that? So Tosus and the Tosus Yishanim and Yuma Daf Pei Aleph give the teretz of our Gemara. Habritiv to Habyaveshtim. Now our Gemara is talking about brachos. But the Tosus point out he had a stira when it comes to Arla as opposed to Kesef Meister and Tumas Olchem. So Tosis and the Tosis Shem, right, just plug our Gemara's carrots into the sugi as well. Retiptus, Chayav Arla, the Gemara in Nida of Eini Kafim, the Kesef Meiser, and Ein, the Tamim, the Masofin, is talking about Yavishta. Yavishta is not Reil Achila, therefore, completely functional. Difficulty is, if you look at the Rambam does not know. In Hilchos Brachos in Ar Sugya Chezayin, the Rambam writes this distinction. Yavesh to not, Retif to yes. Retif, as he pointed out, is the Birchas Ha'adama, but Yavesh to not. The Rambam writes the same thing in Hilchos Shkisa Sosun, in discussing this Reb Achilan Yom Kippur, Berbeis Halacha Hei. The Gemara says that Ma'ochel Pilpul Yom Tikipur Epater. So the Rambam writes, "Ah, Gemara, Yaveshta versus Retipta. Yaveshta, Retipta, you would not be potter." Good. And then you look at the Rambam and to myself, and to myself, and Perkala Talachavav. The Rambam writes very differently. Even though it's true that people seem to eat it, but the Rambam writes the fish hanaz gufan. They're not eating it per se because of hanaz aguf, but rather the Rambam writes b'nei shenosdim tamam apalus. It is something that just is a flavor enhancer. It's a spice. Omit nehareach. A person could utilize an ingredient because of the fragrance, the aroma. Ohamare. Or a person could add an ingredient to enhance the appearance of food. So the Rambam writes that even if it's something which is an additive, if it is not added for the purpose of hanas haguf, but rather it is because of nesinas tam, or rea, or mare, it's not mekabel tumas olam. And the Rambam writes that one of the cases is pilpulin. Pilpulin are not neachal mahanaz gufan, but it's an enhancer. It's a flavor enhancer. And therefore, the Rambam writes al pidin. It's not considered to be awful at all. And interestingly, here, the Rambam does not distinguish whatsoever between yatifta versus yaveshta. The Rambam should write, nu b'med v'mamurim. Only when it comes to yaveshta, but not when it comes to yatifta. Exactly as the Tosas Yishami. Right? The Tosas right in the Sugin Yuma. Boshem Shat, the Rambam, it seems very differently. That categorically, pilpulin is not metamei tumas olam. Against Tosas, and against the Tosas Yishami. Because the entire purpose of the pilpulin is lahatim esakadera. In other words, the pilpulin have a shame tavlin. They don't have the Rambam rights a shame ochel. Pilpulin is not considered to be ochel. Pilpulin is just merely considered to be tavlin. And therefore, categorically, it's never a tami tumas ochlin. It doesn't have a shame ochel at all. If that's true, in light of that Rambam, it's Tumas Olam. Do you see what the source of the Rambam is? No? The Rambam just saw the Gemara. No, that Gemara, Nidan Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that pilpulin are Eini Kochim B'Kesef Meister, Eini Tamei Tumas Olam. And the Gemara does not qualify as our Sugyas. Pashav Shat the Rambam had Tavlin is not b'fal ochel, and it's never metame tumas ochlin. If it's never metame tumas ochlin, this is such a case very simply then. Of course you're not going to recite a bracha of Arab Yemes. Tavlin is not called pri ha'etz, tavlin is not even called ochel. It's not metame tumas ochlin, even v'retipta. It's in a suya l'ochlam, but rather, as the Rambam writes, Mahatim Asakadera. What is the Kiddush of our Gemara? The Gemara continues and says, what happens if you have Zangabila, if you have ginger, if you have Himalta? Our Gemara continues and says, if you have spices, tavlin, what bracha is it? The Gemara says that's a bracha of Arpi Adama. The Rambam understood Pashav Shat that our Gemara is telling us this, that on Tavlin the bracha is a Birchas Adama. Despite the fact that it is not classically Ochel because Ein Nechalim Nahanaz Gufam, as quoted the Rambam. So if that's true, if the Rambam sheet is, it's not Metami Tumas Ochel. Well, of course the bracha is not going to be a bracha of our brains. But if you accept Tosas Hashita, the right thing is metami tumas olam. It's only a veshtana, or a tifti, yes. If it's metami tumas olam, you understand as the Rosh writes. Then the bracha is going to be a bracha for AIDS. But in light of the Rambam, it's not called ochel. Certainly, it's not considered to be that which is subject to a bracha for AIDS. Why any bracha at all? That's the chiddush of our Gemara that you see from Zangabila, Himalta, that Tavlin is considered to be Priha Dhamma, but is not considered to be Priha Eitz. And Pashav Shat is the Chiddush in the Rambam Shita. If that's true, if Pilpulin are not considered to be Ochel at all, So what do you do with Arlo? So here you have two possibilities. Right, one possibility is Hakinami. The Rambam does not tell us that Pilton Chayav and Ba'arlo. Chayav and Ba'arlo is an assumption you're dealing with Ochel, Peros. And the Rambam assumes that's not true. So maybe Hakinami, exactly. And the Rambam of Tumas Ochel writes that Ein Nachonos Gufan, there is no Chayav Arlo whatsoever. Or if you want to press further and argue that no, the Rambam will agree to the Sheet Rav Meir that doesn't quote this, he'll have to assume as the Ritva writes, yeah, but this is all part of the Zeres HaKasel. Regarding Arlo itself, classically, of course there shouldn't be a Chiyuv on Arlo whatsoever. But there's a Rigui in the Pasuk of Eitz Ma'al that at times the Pasuk could envision that there's a Chiyuv Arlo even on Eitz, and that can apply to a basic opening. It meets the requirement of Eitz Ma'al, but certainly not the requirement of Pri. And therefore the Rambam writes that whenever there will be a bracha, the bracha is going to be Berachas Adama. It's not going to be a case of Borei B'Yayis. So here's the various possibilities. The Rambam and the Rif, right? Simply, why is it that the Berachas Adama is in fact recited? To what extent are Brooklyn considered to be? The Chlal B'Yayis, to what extent are they not? The Gemara tells us that just as Rava maintains that no bracha is recited, because after all, as the Rambam writes, in the Chamahanaz Gufa, that the same is true when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, that the person will eat this on Yom Kippur, what is Bacha? So number one, it's not considered to be a full achila, but it doesn't warrant the bracha. And furthermore, right, that one will consume the Sanyam Kippur, when in fact is going to be potter as well. These are two chidushim of Rava. That number one, that there is no bracha, it is not termed an achila. Right? And number two, that on Yom Kippur, there would be no chiyuv karis at all. The reason that that is a chiddush is not just necessarily an obvious ara. Well, if it's not, right, achila, then obviously there's no chiyuv on Yom Kippur. It's because of what we alluded to in the past, the sugi yuman d'chayim des, where the Gemara points out that the shir of achila on Yom Kippur is not a kozayis, but rather the shir is a kozayis. That is as large as designs. And the Gemara is bothered with the main testament of that why should the shir be different here than everywhere else? The Chalatar of Bula Achila is Kazayas. Why here is Achila Kosevis? And that's where the Gemara points out the following, that no. Himlu the Rabban and the Babachi, Miyas Vedarte. Botsan Alachi, Lo Miyas Vedarte. The Chachamim established the following. That Kazayas is not enough for Yisuvi Das. In other words, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah does not mention Achil at all. There is no Pasuk that tells us it's an eat Achil. The Torah tells us, V'nisim es nafshu sefer, there's Achil inum. And the Pasuk continues, Kol ha'shelo se'uneh. The need to and the failure to afflict yourself. The opposite of inui is yisuvi das. So the person revitalizes himself. That is the isur of his hayakaris. So the Gemara just uses this to explain why there's a different shir on Yom Kippur than in general. The normal shir machalos asurus is a kazayis, and here the shir is a larger one. But one could certainly question the following issue. What does this tell us? Is this just a detail agave shiurim? This simply kimlu the rabban alaf miyasvedata? Or perhaps the Gemara is telling us much, much more than that. And that is that the iser on Yom HaKippurim is not in iser achila, but the iser is one of yisuvi das. This is not just a technical issue in terms of shiurim. The fact that the shir is not the chazayis, that is the indicator that the Isra of Yom Kippurim is not achila, it's a different halosha nisan. Gisr of Yisumi Das. That's a quite fundamental issue. So I'll give you an example, right? If you look at Shagasari in Simet Ayin Vav, Shagasari writes, let's assume a person would eat on Yom Kippur, Shalot Kederach Achilasa. When it comes to Yisuri Achila, generally, of course the Torah means, right, that which is right Achila, it has to be a Maisa Achila, Kederach Achilasa. There would be no onesh if a person eats machalas asuros. Shalom kederek achilasam. Shalom kederek anasam. Poshav shah, we usually assume that shalom kederek achila is an yisur derabanan. When the Torah says, do not eat nevela, it means that in the rice it means not eat nevela kederek achila. Eat rabanan. There's an issue of Shalom Kederach Achila. That's what Tosas writes, for example, in Shmuel, in the base of the Aleph, the Maskola and Teira. That's what Tosas writes in the Avodah Zarah, the Aleph, the base of the Aleph. Shalom Kederach Achila is Nisid Rabbanan. There is an old Magi Mishnah. The Magi Mishnah writes in Ochos Macholos Asuros, in Perachas Alach Etez Zayin, that Shalom Kederach Achila is Nisid Araisan, the Ptur Malkos, Ptur Kareis, Ptur Malkos. Magi Mishnah writes the following: Kedin Chatz Yishir, Shosim in Atorah Ve'Ein Lokim. An interesting kiddush. We usually think of Chatz Yishir in terms of Chatz Yishir, right? A full Maisa Achila with a Chisaron Shir. Magi Mishnah writes the following: No, right? Even if something is Shelo Kederach Achila, that also is Kedin Chatz Yishir. Kiddush that the Magi Mishnah writes. Derech Achilas Alach in Onshay, Aguf, and Malkus, and Kares. If a person eats Chelev Shalok Derech Achila, there's no Kares, but there's Nisid Araisa. Hatishir not only applies in the quantity of Kazayis, but in the quality of the Achila as well. Shalok Derech Achila. Just in Kiddush. Here the Shagasai writes that on Yom Kippur, if a person, for example, eats Shalok Derech Achila, a few cards. Because the Torah doesn't mention Achila. If the Torah demands the Maisa Achila, so Achila has certain halachos. The Shir of a Kazai is an equality of Achila. Achila which is Kederach Achila. Shagasai writes in Simit Chayim Vav that that's not true when it comes to cases of Yom HaKippurim. The very, very great Jewish. Even when it comes to Dvaram She'enon Roi L'Achila, the Shagasari discusses the quality of L'Achila, Maisa L'Achila. What about when you're dealing with something that is Enon Roi L'Achila, Enon Roi L'Achila? So the Mishnah Yuma, the Eyalot Malalev, writes the following, that if Ochal Ochlen She'enon Roi L'Achila, or Shasa Mashkin She'enon Roi L'Shkiyah, when it's Bakim, then you give her. It has to be right about it. The Gemara continues in the Aleph Amud Beis, quotes a Bryce that says the following, that Rebbe Omer, Chometz Meshi Vesanefesh. If a person drinks vinegar, it revitalizes the person. Chometz Meshi Vesanefesh. However, Darash Rav Yiddo Maharashim, the A in the Lafa period. We don't possibly like Rebbe in that regard. So Yudah Menashe stated that, no, we don't accept Rebbe Shukha, Chometz Meshe as an image. Mara says an incredible story that was shown on Machat, and he saw Kuli Alma, Mazgu Vashasechama. He came back next year, and he saw that everybody in the community was mixing vinegar, right, with water and drinking it on Yom Kippur. Because he said, "Ain halacha k'rebi." So Gidel heard this, like Rambam says, "Ikri." He became very angry. What happened here? Amar dana Now, what did I say? I say b'di'evet. I said b'di'evet. You're potter. I didn't say you could drink this one. And furthermore, I was talking about chometz, but mazud mi'amrei. I wasn't talking about this drink that you created, mixing chometz with something else and drinking it. And then Rav Gittel had a third objection. I only said porta. I said a little bit. A little bit. But tuva mi'amrei, I didn't say you could drink a lot. So what exactly does that mean? Porta versus tuva. I understand chani mazik. Makes sense. I was talking about vinegar. And vinegar is not very lachila. You're going to go ahead and add a little bit of vinegar to another drink? Well, that is very lishtir. What exactly was the objection of Rav Gittel that goes from porta and tuva? Porta and tuva. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, the Tafrei Shebeis, Beis Yosef was the sheep of Rav Yerucham. That even if you have something in Yom Kippur that is ein roi l'achila, that is only if it's dafka ma'at. About hardly, about two below. That on Yom Kippur, if a person will consume a larger amount of roi l'achila, it's chayim. And if you look in the Bir Hagra, and that's it. The Tafrei Shebeis has the part of the best. The Gaon writes the following. The Divrei Bnei Ruchanicha. That's true. Why? Because Shel Saharbe Shover Ra'avona. Because if a person drinks a lot of this stuff, maybe he's quenching his thirst. He's no longer hungry. But HaTorah Amar Asher Vosulim. It's Lashon of the Gaon. Interesting Yiddish. That even when it comes to Berm Shein Roi L'Achila, B'chol HaTorah Kulah, categorically, that is not called Achila. On Yom Kippur, you're not dealing with an Isra Achila. On Yom Kippur, you're dealing with an Isra Misubigas. Nimisim is not Shasechim. And the Gaon points out, you see from Rabbeinu Yerucham, Poshim Sham LeGemara, Tuva versus Porta, that there's a different Hagdara. That if a person can attain Yisubi Das, even if technically speaking, it is Eino Roi La'Achila, that does not necessarily mean that you're potter. A person will drink this Shalok HaDerech HaAchila and he's revitalized. He feels that now he has inner strength. So that's called Nisim HaSnaf Shaseichem. Rabbi Yerucham is dealing with something that is Eino Roi La'Achila. Shem Yisai, Nisim HaAyim Rav is talking about Shalok HaDerech HaAchila. These cases could be Yisrael Daraisa when it comes to Yom Kippur. We'll have to see other examples as well. But they all indicate that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the fact that the shiur is different is not just a detailed Dinei Shiurim, Halacha Moshe Sinai. It indicates you're dealing with a different nature of Yisrael entirely. That Yisrael Chela, Yisrael Nevela, Machalos Asuros is an Yisrael Achila. And Yom Kippur, you're dealing with Yisrael Yisubei Das. So when it comes to bracha, as we saw, for example, in Rashi, bracha requires achila. Rashi says, v'achalta v'sid. You point out the chiddush of Rashi. Right? Rashi is the pasuk of Birkas HaMazon for bracha rishona. Bracha requires achila. And shelo kederach achila is not termed achila, b'chol Torah kula. But rather adds the following chiddush that this would even apply when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim, that the Torah doesn't require achila necessarily. But this is one of Yisubi Das. Rabbi says, yeah, Yisubi Das is not attained by kostokli. That's called Ram Shein Roi L'Achila. But the Kiddush, for example, of Rabbeinu Yerucham, if one could envision cases where Yisubi Das would be attained, like in the case of Shasa Harbe, right, one would be Chayiv Midaraisa when it comes to the case of Yom Kippur. Dinei brachos, or dinei machalos asuros, in Yom Kippur do not have at the same hagdar at all. You see that there are other differences as well. Right? In these cases, we touched on it and we discussed it as gar and as meyani. And when it comes to Shemin, the Chesinah Chesinah Yud Gimel, the Chesinah prize, then even if Maisa feels to find a Hazgar, that doesn't necessarily apply when it comes to Yom Kippur. A Hazgar does not be suited as there, perhaps required. And Hanas Me'ayim, even above the Me'ayim. So realize again, the two halachos are working. In the case of Kastopoli, formally, it's not considered to be Maisa Chila, nor is it considered to be a case of Yisuvi Das. And I'm not going to be Rishonim. The fact that Rameer says that it's Tayyu, but Arlo, so what does this tell us about the Chiyubra? Doesn't necessarily indicate, because when the young, the Rav is, you're the same, but the Rav remains in Gora. Thank you.